This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
Here we go, hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it is time for the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. She joins us again from, I presume you're in Wisconsin, is that right? Are you Wisconsin bound
right
now? Yep. Now, I've been meaning to say this. I kind of feel like I've had a conversation with your guest maybe once before, maybe twice, I don't know. But I'm not real sure. But anyway, please introduce your guest.
My guest is Tim Herron. I will let him talk about what it is that he does and do his own little intro. But we've known each other a very long time, and I've seen him be sort of a rising star within the shooting sports. And the way he processes and the way he has been sort of self-taught, I mean, I know he's learned from other people, too, but the way that he works through things in his brain, I find really helpful for how he expresses when he's teaching, because he's had to personally work through step by step, figuring out what to do and how to do it, what works best, especially being a left-handed shooter. So, Tim, I will let you talk about what it is you do and who you are.
Oh, thanks, Keita. I'm Tim Herron. I own Tim Herron Shooting LLC, which is I'm a full-time instructor and trainer and coach, and I travel all over the country, very similar to like what Keita does, and I train and coach folks how to be better shooters, especially with regard to handgun. I've been in USPSA, United States Practical Shooting Association, as a practical shooter competitor since 2010, basically kind of when I picked up my first, handgun. And then I've been teaching kind of as a part-time job from about 2015 to 2018. And then in 2019 to current, I was very blessed with the opportunity to be able to kind of quit my full-time career and make this my full-time career now as an instructor.
Have you and I ever had a conversation before, Tim?
I'm not real sure. Possibly.
Well, listen. If I don't remember, so I obviously didn't impress myself. And if you don't remember too, that means I disappointed both of us. So I'm gonna let that lay. You guys have at it. I'll be standing by.
Okay.
All right, so, Tim, tell everybody where you started from. So you used to be a mechanic, and you did some racing as well.
I did, yeah. So my previous career, and kind of like my main life career was an automotive technician, primarily working at Honda dealerships as a Honda master technician. I started that basically kind of right out of college and continued onto that, that journey in life until I picked up handgunning back in 2010. Before that, the hobby, I guess you could say I had, I used to race cars, like in SCCA, sports car club racing. primarily in autocross, like parking lot autocross racing and things like that, like, you know, kind of old style Gymkhana, which is actually one of these, is probably is the fastest growing and largest, like, amateur motorsport there is in the world, is SCCA autocross. And I did that from like 1997 until 2010, when unfortunately my kids just got a little, got older for me, and made it where they were pursuing their own hobbies and things like that. And it just became a lot more expensive for me to continue on that route, you know, and pursue that passion. And of course, by then I started to get a little burned out, just from doing it day in and day out all the time. And, I did not recognize the warning signs of burnout and continued to kind of work myself and race myself kind of into just where I was pretty well just done with it by then. A friend of mine had got me interested in pistol shooting and just doing, you know, just kind of hobbyist things. I purchased my first handgun kind of for the same reason most everybody, you know, purchases a handgun, you know, kind of from a self-defense aspect. And kind of went through some life changes and things like that about that same time frame, 2008, 2009, into 2010, that kind of had me taking a completely different path in life with, you know, as a newfound single dad of two kids that were young and, you know, kind of having to move across the city to a maybe not so wonderful part of town. And rest assured from there, we don't want to speak too much more about that. But, I mean, that's kind of what interested me in, like, man, I really need to pick up a firearm, you know, and learn how to use it. And that's kind of what kind of took me on this journey that now here we are, you know, 11, almost 12 years later, I get to, you know, to be blessed with teaching other people a lot of what I've learned along the way and what I've also figured out along the way.
Now, I'm guessing the reason Bill is thinking that he's talked to you before is because I frequently mention you on this particular show when I reference particular instructors that I support. And the way that you teach really reaches people, and you have a talent for adult learning styles as well. So you explain things in multiple different ways until you find a way that clicks for that person. And you don't give up until you get them there, which I think is fantastic.
That's one of my biggest goals, you know, as an educator and as an instructor, is to make sure that I'm reaching, you know, I'm reaching my client, you know, or students. So I don't want anybody to ever leave a class with a question, you know, that's either unanswered or was not, you know, like was not duly, you know, explain to them in a way that make them understand or have them understand it. And not only just be able to understand it, but also to you know, to kind of understand again the, you know, like the theory or basis behind a particular concept or technique, you know, why it's important, as also, you know, like, you know, what are its advantages and what could be their disadvantages. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, everybody that comes to a class with me, you know, understands the pros and cons of everything, you know, and understanding and learning too, that it's not just, you know, like my way is not the way, you know, and I know a lot of instructors utilize that, you know, that mm-hmm. saying a lot, you know, my way is not the way, it's just a way. And, you know, right. Like, I just don't denote to students that it's like, it's not just a way, it's one of a multitude of ways. And here is, you know, in my findings, here is a multitude of other ways in order to do it as well. So I don't just teach one concept, you know, for any particular one technique. You know, I like students that come to class all the time and they're like, well, I learned how to do this, or I figured this out. And, you know, my job as a coach or as a teacher is to, if that's a technique or a skill set that works for that student, then great. I don't want to change it. Let's see if we can find ways to make it even better, you know.
Exactly.
So that to me is the most important part of this.
And Kim is what
hold
I would
up.
Consider sort of an.
Hold up, right there, Keita. We're coming up on the break. I was lost in the conversation again. Once again, we'll be right back. It's Keita Busty, the Weaponized Woman, with her guest Tim Herron. This is Lock and Load.
Oh. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's the weaponized woman with Keita Bussi, and she and her guest Tim Herron are here. And see, here's the thing about why I thought I might have spoken to Tim. Keita, see, when I introduce myself to like a writer in the gun culture, is, you know, there's a mutual degree of a little bit of respect swapped back and forth. The tactical set, you know, I have a military background. Oh, okay, that's good. Radio, of course, that happens. TV, maybe a little bit now, here and there. But when I get with these competitors, they're completely unimpressed with me. They don't even remember who I was. I could have been on fire and they wouldn't remember it. Now they, you know. I do have a couple of pictures that there's a few pictures out there with me and Keita together. And I'm sure they all refer to that as, that's a great picture of Keita and that other guy. So, you know. Anyway, I'm sure that's what it was about, anyway. But I will let you guys get back to your discussion.
Excuse me.
Didn't mean to choke you up.
Wrong tube.
Didn't mean to choke you up. Compose yourself. Focus, focus.
So, I wanted to touch on something that happened a long, long time ago before I even had my business. So I was still doing the research and testing it, and Tim was actually kind enough to let me test some of my theories on him on the range.
Mm-hmm.
And we both got pretty excited about it because it was working, and it became a curriculum, and it's changed a lot since then, but now it's a class, and now I've been doing this for years. But he was actually one of my very first guinea pigs to test movement on.
I was.
And now that was at a time when movement was not something that was really talked about. I mean, it would be touched on briefly, like shooting and moving. Usually it was referred to more in the context of shooting on the move. But after the curriculum took off and people realized what a big missing piece it was, now everybody is teaching movement, which I think is really great. And I've seen people incorporating my book into their classes, and people are just moving much more efficiently, and the sport has completely changed since the focus has moved toward movement. Now, in my class, I tell people it's still a shooting sport. It's not a movement sport. It's a shooting sport. I mean, yes, you need both, but movement is not enough. You might see a big drop like 3 seconds off of your stage run, but you need to be able to shoot. So then I send people to take Tim's class. So at the end of my class, I always have a sit down and mention instructors that I like. And Tim is what I would consider to be an all-encompassing instructor, where he covers some movement, he covers fundamentals, he covers competition-based ideas, he covers pretty much everything on the spectrum. If you're looking for shotgun, then I usually recommend Steve Fisher. If you're looking for specifically trigger control, then I recommend J.J. Rikazor. If you just want to meet someone really cool and be really impressed, then go take JJ's class. Like, there's
very
an
true
instructor for everything, right? And Tim is one of those where it's like all bundled up in this neat little package in one class.
I appreciate that. I do. I do, you know, we talk about different concepts, you know, a lot of like my 2-day class, which is called practical performance. My day one, training day one, we focus on purely like foundational shooting concepts, right? Like how to grip a gun, how to manage the sights, on a pistol or even with a pistol caliber carbine and things like that. And the importance of certain fundamentals that we, you know, kind of all hold kind of near and dear and true to our hearts. And then as well as kind of, I dare me to say, kind of killing sacred cows, so to speak, of what things, you know, like certain things that I think have just over the years, they've evolved to be completely taken out of context when it comes to, performance-based shooting with a handgun that just, you know, ultimately don't matter, and being able to kind of weed out both of those, what do I need to focus on and simplifying that, you know, for everybody, so that it becomes much easier to shoot a handgun. You know, and we do all of those things on day one. We work a lot on visual techniques and utilization of vision. You know, because everything that we do in the sport is very, you know, and just in shooting in general, in the discipline, is very obviously vision based. But like what we need to focus on, how much is too much that we, you know, that people try to focus on, and how to kind of get out of your own way. Then of course, in my day two is we take everything that we learned on day one that again is foundational to you being able to be a better shooter, and then we apply it to movement, right? We're worrying, you know, we're working on things like entering into positions ready, you know, with the gun up, ready to shoot sooner rather than faster. How to, you know, kind of all of the problem solving things that go on with, you know, what you would consider like just in competition, you know, like you're presented with a stage and it's your job as the shooter to find a solution for that particular puzzle. You know, in kind of defensive realm, you know, like everything that you do with a handgun requires, you know, a specific solution or requires a problem that needs to be solved. And, you know, like my job as an instructor or as a coach is to get you to be able to have all of the bandwidth needed in your brain to be able to solve every aspect of that problem without having to worry about the shooting part of it, right? Like the shooting part of it should be like subconscious competence. And that's right. Everything that my class is really trying to design to build that subconscious competence in your shooting so that now you don't have to worry about, okay, trigger control, okay, grip, okay, breathing, holding the sight steady, and all of those things like, as individual tasks. You're able to utilize, you know, just a couple of fundamentals as like your absolute like concept. You know,
Tim, let me get you to hold up right there.
Sure.
How can people find you to connect with you?
The best way to get in touch with me is through my website, timherronshooting.com. And that's Tim Herron, TimHerronShooting, shooting.com. Also, they can reach out to me. I've got a Facebook page. I've got Instagram. I've got lots of YouTube content and YouTube videos and channels and things like that that I provide all kinds of great information for free to people as well.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has landed in Europe as part of his first trip overseas as president. Biden taking part in both the G7 and NATO summits, along with the U.S.-EU summit. The president also with a message for soldiers stationed in the U.K.
There's nothing that Jim and I enjoy more than spending time with our troops and their families wherever we go in the world. I had the great honor of being in and out of Afghanistan and Iraq well over 27, 28 times. I think Jill's the only second lady in American history that's gone into a war zone, into Baghdad with me as well.
A report from the Inspector General shows police did not clear a crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters for former President Trump last summer. The Interior Department IG saying they cleared the protesters because they turned violent. You're listening to USA Radio News. The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajis Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
A new poll from CreditCard.com found that 44% of people surveyed say they're willing to go into debt to treat themselves to a post-pandemic spending spree. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And then in the last go-around, well, we didn't get to tell where you can find Keita. So do you want to do that now and get it out of the way so when I get lost in the conversation and forget to stop you in time that we won't have to worry about that later in this segment?
Yeah, if you would like to order my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, which Tim actually wrote a segment for, you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. If you would like to set up a class near you, you can also email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, or go to my website, 180firearmstraining.com. I'm on Instagram as Keita Bussey and Facebook as 180firearmstraining.
Have at it. I'm just standing by, getting lost in the conversation.
All right, so Tim, I'm going to put this in a nice way. I know you were recently triggered, so I would like it if you could explain to me how you give credit to other instructors when you're teaching, because all of us as instructors are standing on the shoulders of giants. None of us are reinventing the wheel.
Exactly.
We're just constantly modifying things. So what is your take on that? How do you do that in your class without, you know, name dropping and going around taking away time from the class by talking about other people's instruction?
Sure. Well, I mean, and I think it can be done very candidly and very briefly. to give people an understanding of where, like, a particular concept or a particular technique or skill might have come from, or where I picked it up from. And I do that, you know, in a way to share that, like, hey, this really stood out for me from this particular friend or instructor or peer. You know, and if you want more information on it, you definitely need to go see that person. I don't necessarily think it needs to be, but like everything that we teach doesn't necessarily need to have like a name attached to it. You know, I mean, there's a multitude of ways to grip a gun or multitude of ways to do, you know, to transition a pistol or to aim the sights or, you know, whatever. But things that are definitely kind of like, that are kind of held true, right? Or they're kind of held to a higher standard by a particular instructor, or something that just absolutely rang true to me is like that truly changed my belief system, you know, when it comes to handgunning. I definitely want to make sure credit is given, you know, where credit is due to that particular, you know, that particular influence in my life. And like I said, I think it can be done very candidly. It can be done while you're explaining a particular concept or technique to students that doesn't get in the way of learning. And it isn't also like, hey guys, I've trained with X number of people and here's all the names of people that you should pay attention to, right? I mean, some of that gets a little, can get a little old or a little mundane, you know, and students are there to learn from you. That is correct. So like using name drops, like to basically kind of build validation in your technique, I don't necessarily think is needed. But again, like thinking about things like movement, you know, and when I get to working on movement in my day two in my class, you know, I always talk about things like how you should load the hips over the knees or load the hips over the ankles, you know, and load your weight the position you want to go. And then, of course, then I tell, you know, I'm very proud to tell people like, hey, that is a concept that I got, you know, one of many concepts that I got from Keita Bussey. If you've not sought her out for training, do so now, because, you know, this, like what I'm working on with you guys is just simply a tip in the iceberg of like what you can what you can work on in movement when you're working with a direct movement coach. So, you know, and like as long as it took to explain that is as long as it took, you know, it takes to give credit again where credit is due when you're working with things that, you know, there are specialists out there that work solely in those particular aspects. And I want to make sure that students know that information so that they can go seek out that instruction from somebody maybe a little, you know, a little better than me in that particular department. So
that's what I found as well.
Right.
Sorry, what you said about the tip of the iceberg.
Right. Yeah. Standing there and just dropping names, you know, for 45 minutes, you know, like during a safety brief to the beginning of your class isn't doing your class. It's not doing you and it's not doing your students any good. Right. But like I said, to simply give a name to, you know, and give accreditation to a technique that I also like to teach, and for people to know that, like, hey, this wasn't something I invented. So, you know, in no way, shape or form, don't take the words out of my mouth and make it mine, because it wasn't mine. It was given to me by somebody else that I hold near and dear to me that I want you to seek out for further instruction as well. Right. I mean, that's important. And that's how we keep this ball rolling.
What I find is that sometimes things will come up during the class that need to be addressed, even though it's not necessarily part of my curriculum. Like,
sure.
Maybe someone just can't pull the trigger straight. I don't teach fundamentals in my class. I teach movement. But that's something that has to be addressed in order for me to teach movement. So then
right.
I will do a very brief tip of the iceberg explanation and then say, I would highly recommend you take a J.J. Rakaza or a Tim Herron class to learn more about this.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing about this, too, is, you know, I mean, instructorship nowadays, especially, you know, in the gun industry, is way different than it was, say, in the 70s and 80s, you know, where there were, you know, the people that do what we do, there might have been five, you know, like nationwide
right.
or worldwide, that that really, you know, traveled the country and were offering training, and not just offering training, you know, to law enforcement or military, but offering training to the civilian. You know, and as the industry has opened up, you know, it's become all encompassing now where, you know, most of the, even those instructors of that era are teaching more open enrollment, like, you know, civilian classes than they are teaching kind of private or contracted classes. So, I mean, the level of information that's out there and the people that are in the game now, it used to be like you know, concepts were held near and dear to that one instructor and they didn't want to share that information with anybody who wasn't paying. Right. And now you've seen a complete flip where some of my absolute best friends in the industry, and I'm talking people like you, you also named a very good, you know, mutual friend of ours in Steve Fisher. And I could name a multitude of others. JJ Ricaza is another one, you know, that, that comes up on a daily bit, you know, a daily time frame that I can't wait to suggest those names, you know, to other people. I mean, there's such a, there's more business than there possibly could be to go around to everybody. So thinking that you're going to be the guy or gal that invented something and like you're the only one.
Hold right there. We're coming up on the next break.
Okay.
Tell people how they find you and your instruction, please.
The best way to get in touch with me is timherronshooting.com. I've got a contact page on that website there. You can reach out to me, send me an email. I would love to talk any and all things shooting and schedule classes in your area.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Tim Herron. They're talking about the various styles and some other things that they do along the way. And please continue.
So something you mentioned was, well, you reminded me of, as we're standing on the shoulders of giants, back in the Magpul video days. You know, people make fun of those videos now, but that was the best thing they had at the time. It was the best they knew at the time. And because they did that, they paved the way for people like us to be doing classes. And
oh, guaranteed.
Steve Fisher, Chris Costa, those guys weren't teaching classes. We would never be doing what we're doing right now, more than likely. You'd probably still be a mechanic, and I'd still be a nurse.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, the people, unless you were in the trenches as a police officer or as law enforcement or military, there was no outside training available to the general public. It was considered kind of taboo,
right.
Until like the Magpul days. And the Magpul days are really kind of shed the light on the entire industry as a whole, as far as training and being able to open training to anybody, with a free weekend and a few hundred dollars to spend, that wanted to learn from, great instructors. So yeah, you're right. I mean, if it wasn't for, I mean, those were the absolute, late 90s, early 2000s when the Magpul era kind of came in. And that's really what kind of paved the way, and it paved the way and opened up avenues for so many people now that they can get into the training scene. So, and of course, with so many people getting into the training scene, there's a lot of people out there that may or may not be worthwhile to go see. So the great thing is that within our peer group, there's a lot of people that I can recommend and do wholeheartedly recommend on a daily basis to people. Maybe it's an instructor that I know is going to be in an area where I'm not, and I've got people asking,
yeah,
about classes in that area, and I'm like, oh my God, I know, Keita is going to be teaching a class in Northern Pennsylvania in 2 weeks or in a month time. Go see her. you know, or, oh, Steve Fisher's going to be teaching a class in Ohio. Go see him. You know, I mean, it's, and there's, like I said, I've got a multitude of other instructors, you know, a grand list, have, you know, as you would, you know, of people that I recommend, you know, like not just with my own training and improvement, but with my students as well. So, you know, like we're in an amazing time, you know, to kind of be in this industry.
And I just took Chris Casa and Mike Glover's classes, and they are both outstanding classes if you ever get a chance. And, you know, people don't want to spend the money on training, which is funny because if you just stand around on the shooting range doing the same thing over and over again, that is literally the definition of insanity.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely right.
Years off by taking a class.
Exactly right. And when, especially with the cost of ammunition and the lack of availability, you know, in ammunition as well. I mean, you want the biggest boost you could possibly get to your own performance is not just, you know, trying to sort things out by yourself. I did that. You know, I did that for a number of years, and you've known, you know, many, many others who have done that exact same thing. And I mean, it gave me the boost I needed to be, you know, kind of perpetual, you know, mediocre shooter to, you know, upper echelon, you know, kind of top tier shooter that I'm very fortunate to kind of be at a place I'm at now. And that didn't come from just me figuring it out on my own. It came from seeking out quality instruction with quality people.
Yeah, Tim is a grandmaster shooter in USPSA, which is the top level you can get to if you don't shoot our sport.
Yep.
Grandmaster Wizard.
Yeah, not Grand Wizard, Grandmaster. There is a difference.
So is there anything we haven't talked about that you were hoping to touch on today? Maybe some sponsors you want to give a shout out to or anything like that?
Well, definitely. It's kind of hanging out and listening to some of the other advertisements that you know, that endorse this show. I couldn't help but notice that Nighthawk Custom is one of them. I've been very fortunate to be an ambassador and a sponsored shooter with Nighthawk Custom now since 2017, and really love being with them. They're a great family-based, you know, organization, and build probably the absolute best 1911s you could possibly get on the planet. And Federal Premium Ammunition, of course, is one of my sponsors. Although, you know, like in this day and age right now with the lack of or limiting availability of ammunition, it's been a little tough even as a sponsor tutor to get ammunition. So, you know, I'm always looking at ways to try to train smarter rather than harder. You know,
that's the name of my
account. Perfect plug.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, I've got a couple of you know, major sponsors there. Steel Targets, probably the best in the business, would be with Targets USA. Jason Wood, who is out of Anchorage, Alaska, and builds wonderful target systems, steel target systems, and things for people even in the lower 48. So, and it's got great ways of being able to get product to you without it, you know, it costing you an arm and a leg in shipping. So, but no,
cool,
I mean, I think we've. Oh, go ahead.
So I'm sponsored by Targets USA as well, and the cool thing they do is they figure out how to package it into a flat rate box, which means no matter what prop you have, you're going to be able to transport it in whatever vehicle you have and easily collapse it into your car, and they're also super easy to set up.
Exactly, and extremely durable. I mean, I've yet to break anything that he's sent me.
Yeah, me too.
In hopes that I will break it, you know, it's great stuff. So, but no, I mean, as far as everything else, you know, anybody listening, this weekend I will be in just a little bit about like my future schedule here. I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa this coming weekend, followed by a trip up to Lake City, Michigan, to teach another 2-day class up there. Actually, that's a special class. I'm doing a 2-day class. And piggybacking that onto a match that's being shot up there that same weekend in Lake City, Michigan. And then I'm off to Anchorage, Alaska the following weekend to teach up in Alaska. And I'm very fortunate with, you know, our mutual friend with Jason Wood at Targets USA to to get an opportunity to get to Alaska at least once a year to teach classes, and that's always a super fun time. Great place to visit.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you have something for the mosquitoes.
Exactly, and I'm small enough.
They're like birds.
Almost big enough to take off with me, so.
I'm actually packing as we speak. During the show, I've been packing for my trip to New Jersey, Pennsylvania area. I'll be there this weekend, and I'm doing a two-day movement class followed by a one-day advanced class. That should be a good time.
Back at Pocono at Double Eagle?
Double Eagle, yep. And then
I love that facility.
I do, too. So then I come home on Thursday and fly out Friday for Texas.
Awesome. This being right here right now, this is a lot like being Charlie Brown in the Halloween one, where he constantly, you guys are traveling and jet setting around and doing all the cool stuff, and I'll just be sitting here. I got a rock. I got a rock. One more time before I run out, real quick, Keita, first you, tell everybody how they can find you.
Just email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for my book, Smart Move, or to set up a class near you.
Tim, how do they find you?
Best way to find me is on my website at timherronshooting.com, or to get with me through Facebook, also at Tim Herron Shooting.
Outstanding. Keita, I will send you a link as soon as I have it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. And I want to thank both of you for showing up today. Tim, it was good to hear your story. And Keita, of course,
so
it's always a slice. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. Love you.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.